Oh, hi everyone.
Hey.
Sorry, I just remembered that I wanted to turn off the air purifier that you guys can hear right now because it's loud, and that's why I went, oh.
Oh, hi
everyone.
She pressed record.
I did. I started this out. Hold on.
You're like, oh wait, I forgot what that meant.
Shut up.
Stop it.
I'm trying. There we go. Now that we're all prepped and ready. Okay. Also, the window's open if you hear any noises. You know what? You guys already know at this point. It doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. If you want to listen, listen. If you don't, that's also fine with me. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a silly goofy mood. I'm in a silly goofy mood, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
Elena, see,
I feel like I'm a little silly goofy. You know?
I feel like you're just chilling.
Yeah.
You're just going to let me take my chaotic ass energy and run with it because she's currently sitting here with a blanket around her. We just smoked a little bit because this is a spooky sesh.
Mm-hmm. I like this weed that I got.
Is it the same one?
It's very calming, yeah. I don't know why.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, this is a spooky sesh. It's been a while since we've done a spooky sesh.
October.
I always call them spooky sesh. There's
so
spook
it's an
sesh
even
technically.
Spooky sesh.
Yeah, and this one in particular. This one is very spooky.
This one you
very,
can call a spooky sesh.
This is a spooky sesh. Okay, bitch, I just turned you off. Why are you still loud?
Yeah. Well, Spooky's not here. She's at my house. She'll be here in spirit.
She is. She's always here, you know?
Yeah.
We've got another cat here. I don't know where she went.
Luda.
Ludacris.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm was bad, so he got put away. He is the problem child.
Malcolm.
You know what? But he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Sorry.
So if you're new here, and you don't know what a spook sesh is, Elena and Katie, I'm Katie.
I'm Elena.
We are over the age of 21, and you should be too, because we are smoking weed recreationally and legally.
Marijuana. Mm-hmm.
Because this is the Smoking Gun podcast, and that's what we do here, you know? So we're going to talk about some spooky things today.
Spookies.
I am going to tell you about 6 horror movies that were inspired by true crime things.
Fuck yeah, that
like,
sounds good.
I don't want to say true crime because they're not all true crime. There's one on here that, bitch, you are going to, I know how you're going to react. I already know. It's fucking funny. But yeah, so true cases and events inspired the following 6 movies. There are so many more that I found and almost researched, but I was like, 6 is a lot. So we can even make this a little series if y'all like it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun. It's very interesting.
A little spooky sesh.
Yeah, like a spooky sesh subcategory.
Yeah.
A sub-series, if you will. So yeah, we're going to talk about them. The first one I want to talk about is The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Ha ha, we actually did a spooky sesh on this already.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Taylor, The Possession of Michael Taylor, that's spook sesh 6. You want to listen?
Mm-hmm. Go back.
Because that one's out there already, go listen to that. I'm not going to tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, to the core, he brutally killed his wife and dog because he was possessed by a demon after going to, an interesting church. Like, an interesting kind of church.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it exactly, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that one. It's a good movie, too. You should watch it. But, number 2. Orphan.
Orphan. I like that movie.
That's what I love. I like this movie a lot. Mm-hmm. This is one of those horror movies that I'm like, it's not the best quality, but it's a good one.
It's a good one.
I enjoy it. Orphan was inspired by the story of Barbara Skrlova. I apologize.
She's Russian, right?
I believe that, or Ukrainian.
Yeah.
So, this woman was a woman who had a glandular condition, I think I said that right, that made her look like a child. So she looked significantly younger than she was. I believe at the time of the crimes that she committed, she was in her 30s, but she looked like 12. Like, she looked very, very young,
mm-hmm.
hence Orphan. The movie The Orphan, if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So she also had some severe mental issues and psychopathic tendencies. It was a lot. Her parents ended up putting her in a psych hospital in the 1970s. Somehow, though, she escaped don't know how. Mm-hmm. And she posed as a 13-year-old girl and was adopted by a single mother in the Czech Republic. She ended up abusing the woman's children and locked them in cages, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. And she got caught by a neighbor picking up their baby monitor on their baby monitor.
Really?
Which I think it's like if you have the same brand, it could like pick up the different channels, I guess. I don't know how it works. But he saw the kids in the cages, so he reported it to the police.
Gosh.
And the mom was like, holy shit, her sister lives with them and helps take care of the kids. So we were manipulated by her. We had no idea. And I believe her. Because Barbara was also a child, though, technically to them, she was taken into protective custody. And she fled to Norway. So she did it all again. And this time she renamed herself Adam and cut her hair short. So Adam was adopted by another family, but either she left or got caught or something. Not too sure how this ended, but in 2009, she was extradited back to the Czech... Oh my gosh, my mouth is moving too fast. She was extradited back to the Czech Republic and was in prison, but 2 years after, she was released on good behavior.
Wow.
Last I saw, 2011. So,
yeah.
Hope you're doing okay, I guess. I don't really know.
I'm not going to say anything bad.
Yeah, just in case. Hope you're chilling.
Hope you're good.
Next, we have Poltergeist.
Oh.
What? Mm-hmm. This is so much fun for me. This is so fun. Poltergeist was inspired by a series of hauntings, maybe? Spooky activities.
Events.
At Herman House. This was a house owned by the Hermans. This was in 1958, so quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
On February 3rd, 1958, around 3:30 p.m., a lot of bottles in this house, like, of varying kinds. Water bottles, shampoo bottles, holy water bottles, a bunch of different bottles, all started spewing their liquids after the lids popped off. So, like, the lids all popped off of these of these bottles, and, like, their liquids were just spewing about. The issue, though, is that these bottles all were screw-top lids and just couldn't really, like, pop off. Like, it wasn't, like, a cork.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is weird, right? And the mom, who I believe the kids just got home from school or she went and picked them up, I'm not sure, but the dad was out working. And she called him and was like, bitch,
I'll never get a fucking belief.
You better get your ass home. These fucking bottles are shaking.
Yeah.
What is going on? And he was like, I think it's okay. I'll check it out later. And he was like, what the fuck? She wasn't lying? Like, it's weird as hell.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's weird. But okay.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, the same thing happened.
Oh.
And then the next day, it was Friday, it happened again. Like, all at the same time, around 3:30 p.m. The father, this time, was like, it's gotta be Jimmy. He was like, my son, Jimmy, he loves science, and he thought this was his son trying to, like, scare everyone. So he watched him like a hawk, like, all weekend. He was like, I'm gonna catch his ass.
Yeah.
I'm gonna catch his ass doing this. And nothing happened. Except Sunday, it happened again. And Herman was pissed. He was like, Jimmy!
How the fuck did you get here?
Yeah, for real. And he's like, I really wish, like, I wish I was. I promise. It's not me. This is terrifying.
Yeah.
And eventually they called the police. I believe they called the police. And they were like, no, listen. They went, yeah, this is weird. You need help. Like, y'all need something.
The cops are like, this is beyond my pay grade.
I mean, it really is, if you think about it. There's no, anyway.
What are the cops going to do? Arrest the bottles?
Oh, my God. Arrest the tops. They were like, yeah, you need help.
Yeah.
So they hired, I guess, an investigator. I'm not sure what happened here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Interestingly enough, a bottle of holy water was one of the only, a common denominator here. It was always falling, and it was always, the father of the house said that it felt, like, warm when he would touch it and put it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Always the holy water. And then about a month later, on March 10th, everything kind of stopped, and between February 3rd and March 10th, there were 68 disturbances that were recorded at the hands of Popper, which is what they called the poltergeist. Is what they, I think, I don't know. But yeah, it stopped and everything went back to normal. No one ever got an answer.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. The dad was like, maybe it's humidity?
It's my dad.
I was just about to say.
That's my dad.
That really is your dad. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Next one. Scream. Scream. This one, we're going to talk about the Gainesville Ripper slash Danny Rowling is his name. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do a little deep dive on this fucker because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is.
But here is the gist. He's fucking awful. Mm-hmm. But for real, one of us is probably going to cover him at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's also from the same town my stepmom's from.
Really?
In Louisiana. Yep.
And Scream is my favorite
movie. Yeah. Scream's a good one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This is about the Gainesville Ripper.
Yeah.
In late August 1990, over 4 days, Danny Rowling killed 5 University of Florida students in Gainesville, Florida. Starting on August 24th. That's my birthday. Fucking A. He broke into the home of 2 freshman girls, Sonia and Christina, and tortured, raped, and murdered them. The next day, he did the same thing to another girl named Christina. Another, like, a separate Christina.
Yeah.
Again, these crimes were horrible. Horrible that I was reading some of the details, and I'm like, this is one of the worst people I've ever heard of. The crimes were awful. But I'm not going to go into it because we might do a deep dive.
We'll see.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can Google it if you want. And also, this is a spooky session. We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Students heard of the horrible happenings and were, like, sleeping in groups. And they were, like, all terrified. Like, the university students, I felt so bad. I was like, I can see just a bunch of, like, 18, 19-year-old kids, sleeping in groups because they were scared of this person. Because he's killing all these people. On August 27th, he killed his last 2 victims. He murdered a man named Manuel and then a woman named Tracy. And they were both 23. He killed Manuel while he was asleep and then killed Tracy. 2 weeks later, on September 7th, he was arrested and charged with robbery. He wasn't even caught for the murders, but he later confessed to them. Which I think is fucking weird. If you're a murderer, O.J. Simpson, allegedly, why aren't you shutting the fuck up and getting away with it?
Yeah. You know?
Like, why are you getting arrested for robbery?
If you get away with something like that, just let it be.
Just.
That's it.
Go into hiding.
That's it.
Well, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't condone that.
I mean, Definitely don't turn yourself in. But you're just dumb. We like when criminals are dumb, because I'm sure that there are very, very smart criminals out there who will never be caught, but still.
Just, and I bet you were robbing something stupid. Like, you probably weren't even robbing anything, or stealing something worth it.
Do any of it to begin with. Just sit down and shut up. Just go to sleep.
Chris Watts, have we not learned? Just go to bed.
Just.
Jesus just Christ.
Go to bed. Just go to bed.
Anyway, that's Danny. Fucking Danny.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Danny. Anyway.
Fucking Danny.
Now we're going to talk about The Entity. I've never seen this movie, but have you ever seen The Entity? Entity? I don't know how to say it. Entity?
No, I don't think so.
It looks good. Maybe we can watch one day.
Okay.
It's a horror movie. I believe it was like in the 80s, like one of those.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Those are good.
I love a classic horror movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one essentially is, I believe, let me look it up. I'll just do a live little Google for you. The Entity. 1982. Single mother, Carla, is raped and attacked by an invisible force. She begins therapy with Dr. Phil. I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce that name. A psychiatrist who believes Carla's traumatic past is motivating her to commit self-induced injuries rather than anything supernatural. Interesting. Anyway, but this film was based off of a real case, the case of Doris Bither. She claims to have been assaulted by ghosts. In 1974, in Culver City, California, Doris claimed that three spirits had assaulted her on a near nightly basis. Two of them held her down and one raped her. People investigated. I'm not sure if it was paranormal people or psychologists, but somebody investigated and they said that the house appeared like incredibly haunted. And in all of the interviews they had with her and her sons who lived in the home, doors would slam and chaos would just be happening. Mm-hmm. And all the spooky things would occur.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what happened in the end, but it's safe to assume people didn't believe her and nothing happened. But right. Also, like, you can't arrest a ghost.
No.
Like, that's...
What are you gonna do?
That's hard.
You have to exorcise the house.
Yeah, I don't know if she moved, I don't know what happened, but that's, like, that's what inspired the movie The Entity.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Fucked up.
That's real fucked up.
That's fucked up. Could you...
Oh,
my God.
By a ghost, and no one believes
three?
You? Three ghosts! Oh.
Oh, my
no
God.
No one believes you? Fuck.
I bet she felt crazy, too. I would.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'd feel fucking nuts.
You're being gaslit by ghosts.
And
Jesus.
They're assaulting you in your home!
And yep, I bought this. I have real life money.
Yeah, you don't.
You're dead.
You are a ghost. Get out of my house!
Whose name is on this mortgage?
Are you on the lease?
Oh, man.
Well, this one's the last one. And I saved the best for last because Elena's gonna laugh. And I'll explain why in a second. The last one is the birds. So, this is also, to me, known as my literal worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know, birds are my biggest fear. One of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, irrational, like, phobia
mm-hmm.
type fear.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate them so much. Always have.
Mm-hmm.
Always will.
Yeah.
I hate birds.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the movie The Birds. This was post-fear. Mm-hmm. My fear did not come from this.
Okay.
But The Birds, have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's Alfred Hitchcock. It's like 1960s.
Oh, I have not seen that.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking terrifying. Birds
movie.
Just come down and attack people and are attacking houses. And it's like, I think it's crows, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Use crows.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's terrifying.
Yeah.
My literal nightmare.
Yeah.
But yeah, this actually happened. And it's horrible, this situation. This event is called the Capitola, California Mass Bird Attack. Elena is stifling a laugh. Because this shit... Honestly, Kendra asked me, my roommate Kendra, she asked me the other day, Katie, what would you do? We were driving. What would you do if a bird flew in here right now? And I told her, I would shit myself and probably pass out. Like, I honestly, God, I don't think I'd be able to process it. I really struggle with this one, guys. But in August of 1961... Too many things are happening in August, and too many things are happening in California.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to say that.
Mm-hmm.
August is a safe space. It's a good month.
Yep. Please keep
please
that
stop. Please stop. But yes, in August of 1961, this is right from the Mercury News, quote, hordes of seabirds were dive-bombing their homes, crashing into cars, and spewing half-digested anchovies onto lawns. Get the fuck out of here. That is terrifying.
No.
Alfred Hitchcock, who was writing the movie The Birds at the time, used this as research for his movie in the process. For decades, the cause of this was unclear. People were just like, these fucking birds are wild out. And like, it wasn't like a common thing. Like, this happened
no.
and then stopped.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, that's
awful.
So fucking
awful.
Weird.
But in 2015, it was believed to be, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Dominic acid. This acid, I went on a little rabbit hole
mm-hmm.
here. This acid is said to have delayed the Dungeness crab season for the last 7 years, like including like the most recent crab season. I don't know when that is, but I looked up like this and that kind of crab,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, crab season's delayed another year or something like that. It's like really fucking weird. But this, yeah, I don't know what is up with this acid. It's like a toxin.
Okay.
And it's found in certain algae blooms. I had to Google what an algae bloom was, but apparently it's just large amounts of algae.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1961, they had no idea what this is, like what Dominic acid is. But plankton, if it's different from zooplankton, I don't really know, but plankton of all kinds, I'm guessing, and small fish eat algae, and birds eat them, so therefore, birds get sick from the toxic algae when they eat the plankton fish that ate the toxin.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ecosystem.
Circle of life.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm not gonna go to any coastal towns for me. Like, this is just not it.
Not anymore.
Birds are terrifying. And I'd rather sit naked on a hot grill. Have you seen that TikTok sound?
No.
What?
I haven't been on TikTok lately.
Okay, well, this one is for anyone that's listening, and any new girl fans, because it's a new one. Mm-hmm. I'd rather sit naked on a hot grill than deal with birds plummeting down to earth. I messed it up. Blurs.
Blurs plummeting
anyway,
down to earth.
I'd rather sit naked on a hot grill.
First of all, birds aren't real.
They were at this time. Were they in 61?
Oh, yes, they were still real at this time.
They were still real.
It was 1986 where they converted.
Good! Fuck the birds!
Yeah, fuck them birds.
I hate them.
Ooh.
Anyway, that's my spooky sesh.
That was good!
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Or happy spooky season, and or whatever you're listening to this, or whatever you celebrate. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Maybe next time we do this, Elena can do it, and she can do her biggest fear in a movie. Do you have one that's like your biggest fear personified into a film? I guess it would be personified.
I have to find it, but probably. I mean,
the birds is probably the most accurate one.
I feel like most of my fears are like.
Or like a last man on earth type shit, like in apocalypse movies. People are always like, "Oh, what would you do?"
I would love that.
I would die.
That's
what I do.
If I was the last there's the if you're the last, like you wake up and just everyone's dead, apocalypse type.
That is what my fucking panic attacks are about.
Oh, nah. I would be so sick. And then there's
a different kind of
zombie
sick.
Apocalypse. I feel like I would also be pretty sick. I'm basically a soldier now. I'm over level 90 something on Call of Duty.
Oh my god, here she goes again. Fucking Call of Duty.
I'm a sniper. One time I got 27 kills, no deaths. Which for reference is really good.
She was giving the reference to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I, on the other hand, am not and would die very quickly in the zombie apocalypse. And if I don't die from the zombie, I'm dying at my own hands. Because I'm not doing it.
I'm not dealing with it.
I'm not dealing with it, no. And if I woke up tomorrow and was alone, I'd probably wait it out a few days to see.
Yeah.
But I go crazy if I don't talk to somebody for one day.
Yeah. Nobody.
No. Again, I'd die. Do I have Malcolm?
Sure.
Okay. Malcolm, I can last it. Well, then I'd have to stay alive for him. God damn it. When Malcolm dies, I'm dead.
Yeah. Period.
There we go.
Period.
All right, well, that was it.
That was the spook sesh. Hope you liked it. Hope it was fun. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I didn't actually list my favorite horror movie. What's your favorite horror movie? We can end it on that. And what's yours, guys? You guys send us. Elena, what's your favorite horror movie?
Well, I said Scream was one of my favorites, but I think that's because that was the first one I ever watched, so it holds a very special place in my heart. I think recently... Chucky
was the first horror movie I watched.
That's
Chucky's
a good
one.
That's a good one. I think in the recent years, Hereditary has really been one that has freaked. The reason why I like movies is I don't get scared easily from things, especially horror movies. But if a movie like freaks me out, like if I'm laying awake at night thinking about that movie, I'm like,
so
that's
scary.
A good movie. And Hereditary freaked me out. Hereditary, and I like Sinister, too. What?
Are you afraid of Hereditary because you have a peanut allergy, too?
I think that was one of the things.
Really? I was just fucking with you.
No, I think that was one of the, like, just witnessing that, like.
Ooh, that, it is scary.
Yeah,
is
no,
scary,
it made me start carrying my EpiPen. So that was good.
Elena,
but,
we've had this conversation.
But it scared me, but it wasn't the main reason, like, why I was scared.
That would be fucking terrifying.
No, the scene, the ending scene.
Oh,
haunts
my... I hate that movie. I've seen it maybe once or twice, dude. Because it's so scary. I don't want to watch it.
And
no,
just the idea, like, the sounds. The screams the mom
it's
makes.
It's a well-done, well-done movie.
It's a good way to make you creeped out.
It's probably one of the best in this.
Oh, yeah.
This time period, like this decade. Yeah. I said it earlier, I love old ones.
I like Us, too. That's probably another recent one.
That one's fucked up.
That's a creepy one. How about you?
I said it, I love, like, old horror movies. Mm-hmm. Like, and not, like, because they remake them a lot now. Mm-hmm. I do like the new It. The old It is garbage, my opinion, sorry.
Yeah. It's just I haven't actually seen the old It, but the new It's pretty good.
It's fucking weird. I don't like the way he looks. Like, it's not scary, he just looks stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
My favorite horror movie, Halloween, I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Really good cinematic.
Also, Pet Sematary.
I haven't seen that one.
That one's one of my safe movies, which is weird, but
okay.
I love that movie. It's a good one. The original. The new one is stupid, but the original's a good one.
I've heard, like, of the plot, and it sounds pretty good, but I've never actually watched it.
I love Stephen King. I don't know if he's problematic. If he's ever problematic, as of Sunday, October 26th, or 16th, I don't think he's problematic.
I don't believe he is, but...
I know it's controversial.
If he is, you know, you support the art, not the artist. Whatever,
I love those movies. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
yeah,
that's it. Goodbye.
Anyway, those are our favorites. Let us know what yours are.
Yeah.
Love you. Say
thank. Well, you can send it in the comments.
Send it to the... In the show notes, you'll find our
there
stuff.
There you go. Elena God. Yep, mm-hmm, that's it. Yeah. Goodbye.
Right, see you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Say thank. Bye.